Got a short and sweet one. Look at this. Look at this. Clear, concise, to the point. Cappy, I'm in a little predicament. For some background, I'm 22 in my final year of university majoring in supply chain management. I know it's worthless. However, I recently received a job offer with a well-known company, but it won't start until next summer. They offer great benefits. My starting salary would be roughly $65K. All right, so it wasn't. Maybe it's good for you. Maybe it works. That's a very admirable starting salary. But within 2 years, could jump higher. However, after reading online reviews about the job, I have seen that it can get very brutal with the hours. The week is set up so I would have to take 4 days out of 10-hour shifts and then 3 days off. The reviews online have said those 10-hour days can easily turn to 12 to 14-hour days with no extra compensation because I'd be salary. For extra info, I'll be graduating with no debt, thankfully, and I already have my own car that's paid off. Here's where the dilemma kicks in. I'm born and raised in the Chicagoland area and am now living downtown because of school. I hate this leftist shithole and want to get out ASAP, preferably to a red state. This job offer is in a nice warm place to the south that has no state income taxes and is a great town that is really neat because I've spent much time there and I am all for you moving down there. So this could be my way out. However, I've never been to this town and I haven't been to the state since I was a kid, so I have no idea what it's like. It is the best state you can move to this side of the Mississippi. Well, your side of the Mississippi, you're in Chicago. I'm on the other side of the Mississippi. It's on your side of the Mississippi. That's the best state you can move to. I don't know which one it is. My buddy moved to this town long ago, but he loves it, but I can't rely on him for anything since he's gone 9 months out of the year due to military service. I would love to do some reconnaissance. Okay, if there's a town to go to without reconnaissance, that would be one of those towns. It is so much better than where you're at now. yes, and hell yes. There's culture, there's this, there's that. There's lots of things. And I can't identify because I want to keep you relatively anonymous and your employer anonymous, but I would go there. Absolutely. I'll go through my reason and rationale later. But I don't have time since I have to answer this offer within a week. My family is iffy about them. Fuck your family. What does your family have to do? Why do you guys give a shit? Stop caring about what your family thinks. Fuck them. What have they ever done for you? Your mom. Yeah, great, great. Did you see where moms got their children? Sergeant Rumpy Fluffalo has given me better advice than my own mom. And I love my mom, but moms don't, they can't give advice. They can't give advice to anyone over 10. They're great at giving advice to little children, but they're horrible at giving life advice because they don't know. And your dad probably ain't a winner either. Is he a millionaire? Does he may bring in a quarter mil a year? Does he know what he's... No, he doesn't. Why would you listen to these people? But my fam... Fuck your family. Jesus. Since I will be all alone and far away from them, this doesn't bother me at all. Good. They can fly and visit. I've done research on this area. It seems like a great area based on most things, and I enjoy it very much. I have read and what my buddy has told me. My main question is, should I say fuck it, accept the offer without knowing what it's like down there and hope for the best? Or should I decline it and keep trying to find a job with similar pay and benefits outside of Illinois? Please keep me in mind. All right. Absolutely go down. Absolutely. I'm going to give you a couple reasons why. The main one. All right. I know the reviews of the employer is bad, but that's having gotten my MBA in supply chain management, although I was doing it for somebody else. So I do know supply chain management. I know the industry. That 12 to 14 hours per day, you know what? That's where you're going to cut your teeth. Yes, it's going to suck. If your boss is sadistic and lies and backstabs you, okay, then you just go find another job down there, right? They're always hiring for something, even if it's not in your field, that's fine. You just get any kind of job, all right? But that 12 to 14 hours a day, I think that is exactly what you need in an ironic sense to like really get to know. You're going to hone. You're going to learn a lot of skills. I think it'll be a little bit like, yeah, let's do it, team. Let's go. And then maybe after 2 years, that's going to be tiring. Like, no, I'm done. But that is not necessarily a bad thing. Okay. So, and then it's kind of like working public accounting. Yeah, it's busy season. Yeah, you bust your ass off for 2 to 3 years. Cut your teeth, you get experience, boom. Then you can go to an easier position or somewhere else. But I think you need that frontline hustle, that frontline original experience entering the fray and you might even enjoy it. Okay. And then you'll know the business, and then you can know whether or not it's for you. But if your bosses are sadists and they lie and they change things, then maybe, yeah. Yeah. So there's that. So I would not necessarily see that as a bad thing. Two, that town, that area, one of the best in the nation you can go to. Absolutely. So even if you decide to quit the very next day, chances are you can find a job working as a waiter. Okay. Show up on time, blah, blah, blah. And now you're planting roots in a much warmer, no state income tax environment where the people don't build down the buildings. Okay. And the traffic is not as bad, nowhere near as bad as Chicago. A way better place. Right. So now you're in a new place. And, okay, you really hate the job. They lied to you. Fine. You go work over at a restaurant or some kind of job, maybe drive Uber or something like that. But you can easily find another job and live down there while you find a job in your career. And then what else? There's no hope in Chicago. You absolutely need to get out of there. And this is your ticket out. Absolutely leave. And then your family probably come with, because like, hey, Bobby went down. His name's not Bobby. Bobby went down and he's showing us all these pictures of nice things and it's warm and he's driving around on a motorcycle. Maybe we should leave this shithole called Chicago and let all the leftists burn themselves up. So yes, hell yes, go. There could still be failure and misery, but it's not going to be as bad as Chicago. So here you go. What's going on? Hey, what's going on, man? Where have you been, man? $2. St. Pete over Chi-Town any day. That my plan for winter. Yeah, St. Petersburg is a great town. That's my favorite town in all Florida, St. Petersburg. Great town. Great town. Strongly recommend people check that out. DJ Aftershock, $5. Dude, bro, what about the action in downtown, man? What about Mickey partner at the Big Four, bro? You jealous? You just don't get to work where all the action is. Yeah, now I'll see you to show you Chicago. I'm not working on Wacker Drive, bro. You're not on the financial district, bro. I don't think there's anyone working in the financial district anymore. I think all the financial management firms are gone. Because Chicago Board of Trade, that's gone. Chicago Mercantile Exchange, that's gone. I mean, they still exist as entities, but all the trading is done by computers. Yeah, the action downtown, like where all Southside folk come up and burn the Michigan Mile. And all the elite liberal spoiled little kids from Winnetka who live in the North Side and live in Lincoln Park and Wicker Park and any other kind of park. Yeah, we vote to help left. Oh my God, I so care. Why are people burning things down? Brotherly city of love, although that's Philadelphia. Chicago's great. Like, hang out on the Chicago North Side. Yeah, there's some culture there. It's fun. I loved it when I was there for a whole year. And now they're all leftists and women are Marxists and they all vote for socialism and communism. And when that comes up and when there's crime and they burn down and the communists burn down the Michigan Mile and like, blah, 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 blah. Mm. There's only three reasons to go to Chicago. Chad Elkins, Marcus Brown, and Vince. Those are the only three reasons. Maybe we'll throw in Akil. Maybe we'll throw in Akil. But otherwise, it's a great place to visit. Don't want to live there. Chicago, that crappy town. Wisconsin, what's going on, man? $2. Chicago is nothing but hypergamy, booze, and gluttony. That's the north side. On the south side, it's just poverty. Although, there's a stretch along Highway 41 that is very nice. And I have a soft spot for Calumet, but I believe that's part of Indiana. Will Dog Jones won. New guy, $5. I wonder how many more Super Chat money you will get. You would get with more of an evening broadcast and a more schedule. Just when I've thought about that, Will Dog, but especially now my schedule is not conducive to like every time I do it at this day. And you're absolutely right. The real pros do it like Rich Cooper does it regularly. I think Turd Flinging Monkey, there are people who do it at regularly scheduled times. I just don't have the time. My goal is not necessarily money. My goal is freedom. And right now I'm kind of redlining it because I got a consultation at 4. I want to go out and do a hike. And I got to look at weather and when the rain and I just, it's easier for me to be, let's do it now, bang these out and be done. But you're right, I probably would make more. Maybe someday when things get back to normal, the house is stabilized, I'll do it. But right now it's the asshole consulting threw a curveball. Like, and these people pay. And sometimes it's the only time of the day I got to keep, I had to do it now. I've had requests this past time that were like a week old. Like, I don't want to leave people hanging. But you're right. Maybe I would get more. Mike Honcho, $5. Democrats live in cities. Republicans live in suburbs. We put them in a zoo and take their money. Just an observation. That would require tyranny. And if you think enslaving people is easy, it's not. Not just because they might resist. Managing people is a pain in the ass. All you got to do is let the Democrats, they'll police themselves. They'll burn their own places down. I just let the Democrats be Democrats. I love watching Minneapolitans like, hey, why are you burning? I voted Democrat. Why are you burning my place down? I'm not white. The irony of white people. Yeah, you didn't know that. In defense. It wasn't just black folk in Minneapolis burning the place down. That was not it. You go look at the pictures. There's a ton of white people, too. Because it's just a little bit south of the U of M campus. We just have to show how woke we are. So you had plenty of instances of spoiled little suburbanite white kids burning down minority owners and businesses, minority owners of businesses and properties. Because we woke, y'all. Should be nuked multiple times. Wisco Nomad, $2. Knoxville, Tennessee. I love Knoxville. Spent a little bit of time there. Very nice, small downtown. Not that big. All right. Boom. I think that's it. Questions, answers, assholeconsulting.com. See you guys later. Toodles. Oh, you want to come on, Chad? Do you really want to come on, Chad? Let's save it for our podcast. I want you to talk about Chicago living. Let's save it for the podcast because I gotta go. Journey Charles Joy, $2. Things are just going to get worse. Yes, they are. Oh, you want to come on? All right. Let me get you. Hang on. No. Streamlab invite. Now watch this will turn into a Chad Elkins striptease where everyone tosses Elkins the bucks. I'm gonna email it to your Google account. One of your many. Tall and tan and young and lovely, the girl from Ipanema goes walking and boop, boo, doo, boo, doo, boo. All right, I sent it to you. Come on. It's emailed to you. When she walks, she's like a samba who sways so smooth and oh so gentle. And let's go vote for Chad Elkins 2020. For President Chad Elkins, da, 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 da. The president who eliminated the income tax, da, 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 da. Where'd he get these great economic ideas? It could possibly be his good economist buddy Clary. Short and nice, pretty hair. He hails from Texas and everywhere. Ba ba da ba 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 da ba. We all call him Vlad. He's can't get the girls like a Chad. It is so sad. All right, Swallow Blue, $2. Here's some bucks from Chad to get a podcast at least. He should start his podcast. Chad, where are you, man? I emailed it to you. Let's go here. Jerry Charles Joy, likelihood of USA splitting into different states. Food shortages, housing prices only met. No, it's the Civil War proved that. The national military will come in and force the states to comply. That's how it works. Wisco Nomad, $2. Chicago suburb girls puking out of their car after brunch. Hey, here we go. Hello, Mr. Elkins. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What do you got flat? You got a fan going on in the background or what?
No, I mean, the AC's on. Is it making
noise? That's fine. What's going on? You wanted to sing the praises of Chicago?
So full disclosure, I literally came on, you know, at the very last minute when you were mm-hmm. about to leave. That's right. Why I was like, man, we can either talk about this now or
I want to get it done. I want to go for a hike. I want to get out of here. Let's get it all done because we're going to do a podcast though later, not necessarily today, but I do want to do an older brother podcast. But yeah, you are an expert. So, and we are talking about Escape Chicago at all costs. So I wanted to have you in here. So when people said, should I leave Chicago? We have our resident expert.
Yes. You need to leave this place. Is this, can we curse on here or is this?
Please, please do. Yeah.
This place fucking sucks. Like, I've been here for about 10 years now, and I shit you not, every single year it has gotten worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. Higher cost of living, worse taxes, worse crime, lower quality of living. Now, you visited me several times here, and, mm-hmm. and it's really fun to come visit. You know, you can be here for a weekend or a week. There's a lot to do. Mm-hmm. All in all, and I've told you this, I'm looking to get out of here. This might be my last year here.
Mm-hmm. Might be. I'll give you $1,000 if you leave this year.
I might win that bet.
Okay, you got $1,000. I'll give you $1,000 if you leave this year, which you won't, because you keep saying, I'm waiting. I'm waiting for action, well, not words.
Well, tell me this, just because you know, tomorrow's the S Corp extended deadline. I literally just popped on. What did you talk about in some like earlier?
This guy has a job offer down in a nice, warm, tax-free state in one of the best towns in the United States. And the reviews of the employer are poor. And his 4 days on, 3 days off, they say, yeah, you're going to work 10-hour shifts, but you're really going to work 12 to 14. I say because of the nature of the business, he should move down there anyway, because that way he'll cut his teeth, kind of like busy season during tax season. Also, it's just worth getting out of Chicago to move to this no income tax, warmer state. Even if he were to lose his job or want to quit the very next day, there are enough jobs down there. He could work any kind of thing. But the larger point is what I make about all major leftist metropolitan areas, but especially your megalopolises like New York, Chicago, L.A., no industrious young person should stay in these cities. There is no future or hope for young industrious people in these large towns. So that's the economic perspective. Then these, the quality of life, crime, regulations, the people, which I do want to ask you about. Yeah. The people generally suck. There is the quality of living is going down on pretty much all regards for all these major metropolitan areas. And so you're there, you've experienced this, and then I'll point out another variable because most of our audience is male. When I was in Chicago, the girls were amazing. They'd go on dates. I rarely got stood up. They'd say yes, they were attractive. How is it 20 years later, Chad?
I moved here in 2011. It was actually not that bad back then. I was like, man, I'm loving these good-looking women. You know, right. Most of them were pretty in shape. I was coming from grad school in the middle
they
of nowhere.
They were fun. I remember them being fun. That's one way I did. The Chicago girls were fun. I enjoyed them. Yeah.
Right. And really as recently as about 5 or 6 years ago, it was still pretty okay. But man, in this area, and a lot of this has to do with the politics and all the crap that's gone on and the poor leadership, it has just gone straight to hell with the women here. I mean, so many of them are fatter now. They're more unpleasant to be around. You know, in a big city like this, as you know, it's never going to be entirely perfect in this area, but it has just accelerated in ways I never even thought possible in the last few years.
And I'm not even necessarily considering the physique. Let's be honest, that when I was last in Chicago, at least city girls, the professionals, keep themselves in so much shape. Whereas out here, contradictory,
the
women are just, they're just fat. They're just, there's just no attractive women out here. I knew that going into this. But what I was kind of shocked at is 20 years ago when I went out with girls, I don't think we ever talked politics. Mm-hmm. I don't think girls were in it. And now you can't escape that. I mean, that's just a guarantee, right? If they have a hoo-ha, they're going to be a Marxist.
5 years ago, we would never talk politics here. It just, no one give a crap. I guess it was because Obama was in there and this is a liberal city and all. Never came up. But since then, good Lord, that's all anybody wants to bellyache about. It's disgusting.
Let's try and speculate on the side of females, because this is a guy. And
sure.
We would universally talk to both men and women about career prospects. Weather is another thing. The weather sucks down
there. Oh my God, yes.
Yeah, it's horrible. The traffic and all that other. So that universally applies to everything. Are the girls seemingly happy in Chicago?
No, I mean, I wasn't doing a whole lot of activity on these apps, you know, in 2021. But I mean, 2020 and a few years before it, everybody just seemed to hate the women. You know, they seemed to hate their jobs. So they would complain about that a lot. They just had this total, like, jaded view of, like, themselves and even their prospects here. And remember, this was only in the last few years. Like, we go back to 2016, things were pretty normal.
Well, I'm a little confused. They pretty much have everything they want. They're in a major cosmopolitan area.
Yeah.
They're in a nice part of that town. That's a nice part of that. Generally speaking, the North Side is good. They have their careers. These are professional women, right?
Yeah.
Most of them. And I've known some that you have dated. I'm like, okay, that's a real profession. They got food. They got dining. This is all pre-root beer float days. They're still miserable.
Let me tell you why.
Okay, please tell me why. Is it traffic? Is it the same things that piss off the men?
They are miserable for reasons you've talked about so many different times, you and others. Sure, they have all these things. You know, they get to call themselves, you know, I'm a partner in a law firm. You know, I'm marketing, whatever. But they don't want to do the hard work. They see some of their other women who maybe they started out with some of these careers, but they got married and left this rat race. Mm. Now they are seeing the errors of their ways. And I'm not just saying that because, you know, I'm biased. Like, you can tell they're not going to outright admit it. But once they're in their mid to late 30s, they realize they're kind of stuck in these careers. Because I hate to say this, I'm just giving it to you truthfully. The guys here that they would want really don't want to date them because they don't want to deal with unpleasant women like that.
They wanted sensitive, caring, sensitive 90s men.
Wait.
Hang on. Hold it. Hold up, bro. Are you saying these gals that are banging the drums that they wanted equality and feminism and a sensitive, caring 90s man, and you better swipe left if you didn't do Hillary or whatever the way it works on there? Now they want masculine men.
Wait, but I thought they were toxic. I was led men to believe that.
Yeah, okay. I kind of knew the answer, but I just wanted to point out whether you're male or female. Look, that environment, Chicago, it's great to like check out the culture, maybe for a couple of years after you graduate from college, maybe cut your teeth kind of like you did. But for long term, and even I would even say just for dating now, especially for guys, look, just I'm not saying it's going to be better in other states. Well, okay, it is going to be better than Chicago, all right? But it's not going to be a panacea. It's not going to be a solution. But yeah, from watching you and Marcus and Vince Fred. Fred and all these other guys, it almost is like a work camp. Like you go to Chicago to work. Okay, maybe you get some food. You go some dining, catch in a Cubs game or a White Sox game, depending on whether you cheer for winners or losers. You're not there to meet girls. You're not anymore. You're really not, and I know we have a couple colleagues who do the seeking arrangement and they've had some success with that in that area. But it's much more practical. I believe there's no like going out and dating and hitting a girl up at a bar or a venue or anything.
Let me at least tell you a couple of good things about it. I think it would have taken me a lot longer to get my practice established, you know, if I was not in this type of major city.
Okay.
So, I mean, I'm going to give it that credit.
All right.
And I will say, you know, it can be really fun sometimes, but I've reached the point where the cons are outweighing the pros. So I'm not sure how much longer I can really hang around. Plus, I've become location independent thanks to the bug.
Well, and then you've been there for several years. It's no longer novel. I mean, any town you could check out and find something new and different. But yeah, it's just kind of. And another thing is, especially if you grew up in the area, you don't know any better. You don't know that there's other stuff outside there. I got a lot of these clients who are poor, lower middle income immigrant families. All they know is New York City. It's like, well, that's like sticking your head in the toilet your entire life. And, oh, well, I guess this turd isn't as disgusting as this other turd.
That was me. I lived in DC for 6 years, which is more expensive than Chicago. And then I moved to New York City right after that. Mm. I would never, I'd stay here before I would move to one of those two cities.
Right, right. So you guys, the future, look, I know the boomers and even the Gen Xers made it look like LA is the cool place and New York. And, oh, look at the fun. No, that's a propaganda. It's traffic. It's shit. It's crime. It's taxes. It's ugly men and catty women. I'm not saying there's a place where there are any attractive people ever again. There just isn't. But there are other places to go where everything else is way better than a Marxist should. All right, let's get through some super chats here real quick. Jay Hauser, $9.72, $5. Texas just banned homeless encampments and unapproved public places. There's hope. Then more and more reasons to move to Texas. More and more reasons to move to Texas. DJ Aftershock, $5. Chad is just envious. He doesn't get to work in the financial district, bro. He wasn't a big four material bro like us, man.
Been there, done that.
Didn't you purposely take a job downtown like once a week just to remind yourself of how much it sucked?
Actually, I did that for a couple of summers, and I ended up working most days per week just to keep myself hungry, you know, in terms of being an entrepreneur, because commuting sucks.
Yeah, and you get to hop on the L too. It wasn't, you know, that bad.
Right, it still sucked.
DJ Aftershock Tube. Oh yeah, that's right. Why don't you do your job here? What's going on? What am I doing?
I think we actually here. I'm going to start back higher because I think you missed some. Okay, you might have said this one. Journey, Trails, and Joy. Things are just going to get worse. I think you read that one.
I read that one.
Okay, so after that, man, I miss doing this. Swallow Blue for $2. Here's some bucks for Chad to get a podcast at least. You might have
mentioned that. Yeah.
Okay. Journey, Trials, and Joy. Likelihood of USA splitting into different states, food shortages, housing price. It's only a matter of time before it collapses.
Yep. Got that one. I got them all. We're up to the next one that I'm clicking on right here.
All right. DJ Aftershock for $2. Y'all jealous. Y'all can't get Portillo's, bro. Have you ever been to Portillo's?
No. Is it a Mexican restaurant, I presume?
No, it's like it's basically a hot dog and burger.
Oh, I have it. Yeah. Okay.
And their whole thing is you can't put ketchup on a hot dog. It's weird.
Zany. Those crazy hot dog people. Wow.
They're all into their deep dish.
I'm getting a flight right now to come to Chicago for that.
Deep dish sucks, guys. I'm just saying. Wisco Nomad for $2. Imagine if Chicago was in the mountains, though. That wouldn't really, that doesn't compute.
It doesn't work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fred for $4.99. Someday I'll get a couple more hot redheads and be alpha as fuck like Vlad. Gold Coast is dude bro land before 10 and homeless village after 10 these days. He's not entirely wrong. It's starting to get a little shady down there.
I remember when they tore down Cabrini Green, and I was kind of surprised it was right across from the Gold Coast. So now is the Gold Coast getting overrun by homeless people?
Pretty much everywhere is. I mean, the further you get or the closer you get downtown, it's kind of getting worse and worse. Like, you've been where I live. It's not bad here because I'm a little bit north. But, it's becoming a problem.
So, but the majority of people who live downtown are conservative Republican white people, right? That's where the Republicans live, right? That's why they're going to downtown. So they're only hurting conservative people, Republicans, right?
There's not any Republicans here.
Oh, it's just hurting leftists? Oh, geez, this is like the Nazis and the communists going at it, World War II. I'll just sit back and enjoy.
It's not quite Portland, but it'll get there.
I am just happy when they say the Michigan Mile is getting burnt down again. I'm like, well, who lives by the Michigan? Limousine liberals. Oh, that's
I have this app on my phone. It's called Citizen. It tells you whenever there's like crime going on within a 5 to 10 mile radius, you know, so-and-so got shot. Mm-hmm. I'm seeing more and more of these in River North and in the Loop. Like, there's stuff going on and it's getting worse.
Well, at least it's conservative, Republican, white males who are straight and Christian. Those are the only type of people who live there. I'm glad we're striking back. I'm glad that's happening to those people because they're the ones that have oppressed everyone and kept people under their thumb. Oh, wait. No. Do you remember when people used to, they're like all those condos going up in that North Loop area?
Yeah.
And all the hipsters are going to buy.
River North.
Oh,
yep.
Boy. How's your property values, guys?
Avoid Wicker Park. That's all I got to say.
Wait, is Wicker Park down?
It's all gentrified now, so the rents have gone up, but now the homeless are moving,
Oh, that's just too bad for Wicker Park.
My first year in Chicago, I lived there, so it's interesting. Fred for $4.99. Perhaps Ohio was better than Chicago. Ever since the dating apps, dating in Chicago went bad. He's right. Vlad would concur. It was good in 2013, and they hate the Republican voters here. So he's right, but it actually really started to go to shit, like I was saying, in 2016. Since then, it took a huge dump.
Well, Trump was certainly a polarizing figure, but I don't know how women took Trump's somewhat vulgar behavior. Will you agree? It was somewhat vulgar. He was not exactly the most adroit or diplomatic. He was not gentlemanly. All right. Not because I've never been that big of a fan of Trump, but they assumed every guy was like that. Apparently, like if you had a penis, you were just like Trump.
Pretty much. Now, remember, I was with Cuddlewooks. Like when I was using those apps, this was 2015 and earlier, it really wasn't that bad. You know, there wasn't any of this insanity. So, of course, I break up with her in the middle of 2018. It was like night and day. I'm like, holy shit. I cannot believe the difference in just 3 short years about how this has deteriorated.
It's sad. And I'm not even in the fight anymore. But just hearing from clients and agents in the field, like, I mean, it's like, I hate to say it, but okay, I get it. You girls hate guys. I get it. All right. It's just like, why are you even on the apps? Because when you guys send me dating profiles, I'm looking at them like, why are you even on the app? Like, do you really don't like guys? You really don't want to help deliver what guys want. And why are you even, I mean, because shouldn't you kind of just admit you're going to be lonely and fat? And like, why are you even on a dating app if you're this antagonistic and delusional about men?
So somebody you know, last week we were finalizing his S-Corp taxes, not the one I hang out with a ton, somebody else who wanted a boat. Yeah, who wanted a boat at one time. Yeah. We were sitting there and he was on one of the apps and he was showing me all these different profiles he was coming across. They still have lines in there. They're like, if you voted for Trump, swipe left. Like it's been almost a year and they're still putting that shit on there.
Okay. Have fun, ladies. Have fun.
Notice the fatter they are, the more they seem to
I have that. I made that observation. All right, let's talk about pizza. What has Fred got?
$1.99. We have good pizza and architecture. Baseball is good. I don't like deep dish. Some people do. I don't know if you like it, but
It's pizza. I don't.
It's kind of not. Wisco Nomad for $2. Chicago is just very high highs and very low lows. Certainly very low lows. The high highs aren't really that high anymore. At one time they were, but not right now.
I remember having one of the best dates of my life in Chicago. Went till 5 a.m. It's great.
Nice. Green Mill.
We did stop there. Yes. Nice. That was part. It was. And her apartment was in that area.
Near my office.
Yep. Not too far away from your office, actually.
Which I don't even need anymore.
Yeah.
Fred for $1.99. I work in the financial district when not working from home. Yeah.
Good for you, Chris. Or Fred.
Fred. Yeah. Hey, it's Mr. Tornado Kid. Chris is black for $2. The second I saw Chicago, I knew Vlad would be here. I'm glad I checked YouTube on my phone when this was going on because I needed a break anyway.
Yeah, I don't know what happened, but I got flooded with requests, and then the super chats it's been raining super chats. So I was gonna go hike. Now I'm gonna wait until my consultation is done, and then hopefully get out of here and go hiking. Did I ever take you to Nemo?
Yes, we walked through it. No, that was Lead. I'm sorry.
Lead. Yeah, I gotta take you to Nemo next time. There's some hiking out there. I gotta go to Nemo.
I'd be down. DJ for $2. Dude, bro, did you try the Portillo's cake shake, man? Yeah, they got this neat little shake there. If you come here again, we can go to Portillo's if you want.
I may make one final trip. But we should. You got to get out of there. We got to get Marcus out of there. We got to get Vince out of there. We got to get Akil out. We got to get everybody out of there.
Right. Fred for $1.99. I'm only conservative Republican voter in Chicago these days. There's a few more of us, but we're in hiding.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. Lots of money. Lots of money. Oh, boy.
Johnny Silverhand for $20 Canadian. Everything seems to be getting worse over time. I've given up hope for the future. Any tips on how to enjoy the decline as a young guy? Been considering leaving America after I finish my apprenticeship and get certified. Well, you're in Canada, aren't you?
Right. Well, one thing I'd say, read Enjoy the Decline. Second thing, watch my video, 10 More Rules of Aaron Clary recently. But the third thing, just travel. You got to go to a foreign country. That's my next step is finding. And when you go to a foreign country, you're not necessarily looking for solid economic fundamentals, although that was certainly important. What I'm doing more is sociological, like cultural stability, thin people, not just thin people, thin men, women, thin people. You want a country that's in shape, because looking at ugly people all the time, and trust me, I know, really takes a toll on you. I mean, the people at Walmart in South Dakota are horrific. And then no mandatory root beer floats. And I think if you find a country that actually likes itself, isn't trying to commit suicide, and is full of mentally ill, spoiled, psychotic people, you're gonna be a little bit happy. People, things will be more normal. So that's what I'd recommend.
Adriano Ramos for $2 Australian. Burnley FC definitely going down. Yes, the really bad sports ball team that I liked since I was a kid is about to get relegated and be kicked into oblivion, and I'm fine with it. Sports ball, we don't need that anymore.
Were they cheating, or were they?
They're terrible. They're like the Minnesota Vikings. They suck.
Okay.
Thomas Landrum.
All right.
What's up, man? $4.99. My favorite co-host. Good afternoon, white boys. Oh, well, thanks, man.
That's
appreciate
kinda nice.
That.
A little racial humor in there. All right, good. Yeah. Hey, Tom, how's your career going? Like, because he was in accounting, right? Wasn't he?
Was he? I think he was. It's been a while, you know, since I've been on here.
He may be busy. He may be working, you know. You raise him up. You come here in a cab, and then you send him out, and they never call. They never write.
It's not fair. Cent Nation for $9.99. It's happening in the Middle East, North Africa, Morocco, Lebanon, Egypt, etc. These girls don't even have to come to the West anymore thanks to social media and Cash App and Venmo. It's a global phenomenon. I've heard that. I have heard that.
Yeah. Which is, again, now I'm looking for cultural stability, not women. That's, again, you go for thin people. You go for stable culture. You're not looking for the girls, man. You're just not looking for the girls.
Fred for $1.99. I was at a dance bar with Serb gal till 5 a.m. on Friday. Fun. Well, cool, man. Text me and let me know what the latest is with that one. The Geth for $5. You talk a lot about moving to another country, but the ability to keep an AR-15 next to my bed keeps me here. I will not move somewhere I can't have guns.
There's places you can have guns. The Czech Republic is one of them. That's on my big spreadsheet.
Slovenia.
Is Slovenia one?
Think so. Read that somewhere.
All these people are like, if you come here, don't you hit on the woman. It's like, look, dude, I've had enough women. I'm not coming there for your women. I do not want you. We are your women. I don't want your women.
Maybe it was Croatia. One of those.
Well, I just want to be left alone. Croatia, that's where I think a Springfield Armory is. They make guns in Croatia. I know that. So we got that there. All right, good. We're done. Well, thank you for coming on and giving us your expert insider opinion on Chicago.
Always happy to bust on this city.
Yeah,
my pleasure.
Let us know when you're going to move.
Okay.
And then you actually take efforts and strides towards that. And then, that's about it. Take us out appropriately.
Toodles. Chicago sucks.